Hello, this is Moll speaking, sometimes known as Miranda Morris. Today is the 2nd of April 2018, and this is the 779th Moll Out Loud podcast. Since I last spoke to you, we've had a time change, and it feels wonderful. It really makes such a difference to me to be able to start the evenings earlier and a sense of coming into myself. Also, I guess today or this afternoon especially, it's been a bit overcast and I don't have to have the blinds down against the sun. So I feel as if I've got the world outside me, and it's a world that is gentle, gently encouraging to writing. What might seem to be a complete contradiction to that is that I've been well out and about today. I went on another excursion to Mona. I still haven't been to see the latest exhibition on there, but there was another electric bike tour out there today, and I really enjoyed it so much last time. I thought I'd go again today and just see how different it would be 4 weeks later. I think it's 4 weeks, yes. Must be about 4 weeks later, because I'd really only had the bike for about a week when I last went. And I was feeling very anxious. I was feeling very anxious about how to even get to the beginning of the ride. I don't feel as timid now, but it was quite a challenge today because there were really strong winds, often gusts between 50 and 80 kilometres, and when we were walking, when we were riding along the waterfront, it was, I found that I lost my balance at one point going round a bend. I didn't seriously hurt myself or the bike, but it was something to be looked out for, and in fact the water was splashing over onto the foreshore path as we were cycling up, and it was a headwind going out to Mona was a headwind most of the time, or slightly to the side. So it felt great to get there, really great to get there and go inside and recharge with a cup of coffee. There were an entirely different group of people there today, including a different leader. So that was quite interesting. And there was also a very old friend, someone I've seen out and about a bit, but not really seen a lot of, someone I've known since the 70s. So that was quite fun to catch up as well. So it was an out and about day, but I'm now really back and I'm feeling this really writerly atmosphere, which is probably a good thing. My knees are quite sore, so sitting in a chair feels like a good thing to do. So I have just opened my document up, my novel. It's had a few days rest, given all the rippling effects that have happened with Easter. I haven't really written anything directly. I was doing research, as you know, last week rather than writing. So it feels as if I haven't really written since last Tuesday. And I will do today, I'm going to do the 250 words, this new challenge that I've taken up that was supposed to start yesterday and didn't. I will do 250 words today and try and make up with bits and pieces for the days, for the day that I've missed. It feels very different to today from yesterday, when really my focus was entirely on, on ringing bells in the morning, but in being a grandparent in the afternoon and just trying to anticipate and enjoy and be present with these moments, these hours, in fact, that I spent with this grandchild. And him getting used to me, he doesn't know me very well. He's probably seen me maybe 5 times or 6 times in his life, and I suppose I have stayed in his house, so he has known, he's known me to wake up to and to go to bed with and so on. So he has known me in those ways. And it feels very comfortable with him. It just is a delight, I think, partly because he is so sociable anyway with anybody. And so we had a really good time. He was a bit exhausted yesterday. I think he just hadn't let up at all since he'd left home the day before, and was ready to drop. As was I last night. I was very ready to drop. And today I will be ready to drop in quite a different way. I do hope that you had a good Easter, that that you had a gentle time or an inspired time, or both a gentle and inspired time, that you were able to take a break if you don't usually do that, or if you have your own pace, that you were able to make it as gentle and rewarding as possible. I'm going to turn back to my document, see where I go with that, but first of all I wanted to upload this and thank you very, very much for listening, and I really look forward to talking to you again tomorrow.